So energy prices are just one piece of the cost of living puzzle straining many household budgets, but it is a crucial piece. It is part of the reason why rising electricity prices and energy supply is on top of the political agenda for many of our elected representatives, and especially this week. To discuss how this impacts the economy and other issues, we are joined by Energy Fellow David Blowers from the Grattan Institute. Good morning, David.
Morning, Eleanor.
So what is driving up the cost of electricity for so many households?
Well, I'll start by saying it is complex, but the issue that's really driving it up at the moment is the cost of purchasing energy from the power station. Now, part of the problem is that we've seen a number of the old coal-fired power stations leaving the market, and what that does is that's limited the amount of generation that we have in place. And so when you have this kind of shortening of supply, it naturally pushes the price up. And that's one of the reasons. And the second reason is we're relying a lot more on gas. And as everyone knows, gas prices have gone through the roof over the last 18 months. And when we're using gas to create our electricity, that's going to have an impact on prices. All of that then comes and flows through to consumers' energy bills.
Alrighty, so how can this be addressed in the short to medium term?
Look, in the short term, there is a limited amount of action that the government can take, because the most important thing is to resolve this issue is that we get new electricity generation built. And obviously you can't build new electricity generation overnight. The only way that we're going to get generation built is, well, in the first instance, if politicians stop mucking about and actually make sure that the rules of the game for investment remain the same, so people can feel confident that they're going to be able to earn some money from building a new generator. At the moment, you see all the kerfuffle that's going on in Canberra, and you see that kind of certainty that the industry needs is not willingly forthcoming at the moment. I guess the other things that can be done in terms of being able to keep prices low or get prices lower now is some of the actions that the government's taking with the retailers. So this encouragement from retailers to consumers to get on the best possible deal for them. Because you've got to remember that people can save hundreds of dollars just by switching to a different plan for the same product, which is electricity. So that is a way that some households can benefit and get their bills lower.
Alrighty. So, I mean, how are power companies reacting? Because obviously we know about the power station in Liddell from AGL closing down and the government pushing out their renewable energy target. But, are these, to me at least, they seem like stopgap measures. What is really the future, the long-term future for our energy sustainability?
Well, the outlook for our future is poor if we don't have some kind of certainty and we don't get people starting to build new generation. Now, we spend time talking to people in the industry, and I think there is a willingness of people going out there and building generation. We've obviously seen states like Queensland and Victoria putting in plans that are going to push new generation into the market. But really, you just want to see these guys going out and saying, right, we're going to need in the future enough power stations to generate electricity for our customers. So we're going to have to make sure that electricity generation gets built at some point. And I think we're just slowly starting to see the cogs turning in that extent. But you've got to remember, these are businesses and these are pretty long life assets. So you want to be certain that if you're going to invest something that's going to last for 40 years, you're going to actually get a return on that investment.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess what I'm thinking of is obviously China's closing down their coal fire stations. And, Elon Musk came in saying that he was going to be able to store renewable energy in his batteries. Do you think that we'll end up, with renewable energies, because that is the way things seem to be moving, do you think that we'll end up being able to have better batteries in the near future that can store enough energy to power our cities?
Look, I don't think it necessarily has to be batteries. It could be pumped hydro, which does the same sort of thing. It could be solar thermal, where you effectively store the energy in molten salt. It could be other forms of renewable technologies. But what you need to have in place is a policy that can drive these new generations, these new forms of generation coming in place. And you don't want to pick winners, because you want to do the one that's going to deliver the best and the cheapest electricity for our country. So you don't want to say, oh, our future is definitively batteries, or our future is definitively snowy 2.0. Mm. You want to make sure you keep your options open, because at the end of the day, what do we want? We want to be able to come home, switch on our light switch and the light comes on, and when we get our bill, we don't want to have massive bill shock in the future. So governments have to take a sensible, pragmatic approach to this. And yes, the future is almost certainly going to be renewables and, you know, zero emissions kind of fuel, but that can take, we've got time to get there. Mm. So let's not rush into it and put extra costs, but at the same time, let's not do stuff that looks like it's going to be stupid to meet those goals, like building a coal-fired power station that's supposed to last 50 years, and yet we can't keep it going because we've got to meet our emissions reduction targets.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for that. That was David Blowers, Energy Fellow at the Grattan Institute, discussing rising energy prices and the economic implications.